95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dearest Kevin, are you ready to move to England?
What?
I think it's time to join Bean in England. You and I should go.
I don't. Why?
Well, today's Monday. I hate Monday.
Right.
I love the weekends.
Right.
But I'm saying that in England, they are starting 3,300 people on a 4-day work week. They're not going to cut their pay at all. They're going to do 80% of the work they usually do. And
they're not going to add like two hours a day to make it 40 hours?
Nope.
They're not.
Nope. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday or whatever will be their 4-day work week. And they say that the last time they tried something like this, they didn't find any kind of dip in quality of work.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with them then, isn't there?
Well, it probably means they're a little more fresh and ready to go on a 4-day work week with 3 days off.
Maybe. But if you had a 3-day weekend when you came out on Tuesday, you'd be more miserable.
I don't think so. I'm unhappy, but not as unhappy as like today. I only have 2 days to mess things up in my life.
But
not enough time.
You gave it a good try.
I gave it that old college try. But there's no way in America they'll do that here.
No way, man. You got to keep. In fact, we're going to go for 7 work days.
Don't think that'll happen either.
You work for the man.
On the show today, we have animal nicknames.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Of which there are billions.
Shadow became Furballato, Furballuses, Fratto.
People are dumb later this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop has a joint roller. Now, that's probably not a surprise to anyone.
That's a professional job.
That is a job that someone has.
Don't tell him how much this dude makes per year. It's pretty amazing.
I won't.
Tell him later.
$50,000.
Yeah! Isn't that awesome? I need to up my joint rolling skills.
Kidding.
I want to work for Snoop.
Shopping carts and the way you handle them can tell whether you are a savage or not.
Okay. That's odd.
Details coming up. And in about 10 minutes, the word for this hour for you to win $2,000.
Yeah.
On 95.5 KLOS.
I've seen Cash Squatch. Have you ever seen him out in the wild?
I've not.
He's pretty scary.
Is he?
He always has a load of bills on him, so jump him.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You must be exhausted from celebrating the Jubilee over the weekend.
Yeah, I had a great time with that Jubilee.
Woo, Queen! Queens. Woo. Actually, I know Marcy's going to do some sort of royal themed boot camp tomorrow. So there'll be God Save the Queen.
Sarcasm, of course.
In homage to Bean.
There was a huge story. This is not what we're going to talk about here, but there was a huge story coming out of the Sun. It said Meghan and Harry jet back to America before Queen's Jubilee ends. I was like, come on. So my response was, they left, and this is true, they left 1 hour before the royal family weekended Bernie the Queen on a balcony one last time. I think we'll be okay. People are like, why do you hate them so much?
Because it's really neat.
Because it's dumb. Are you a savage?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but sure.
There's a way to tell.
Okay.
And I don't want to know the answer to what you do with your shopping carts.
What I do with my shopping carts.
I don't want to know if you put them back, if you leave them in the parking lot. I don't know what you do, what your habit
is. Are you asking that?
I'm not asking
that,
but I will after we listen to this.
Okay.
The shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. To return the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task, and one which we all recognize as the correct, appropriate thing to do. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations other than dire emergencies in which a person is not able to return their cart. Simultaneously, it is not illegal to abandon your shopping cart.
I do love the super serious music.
Me too. That's beautiful. And it is important. You know, it's a basic human sort of indicator.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for not returning the shopping cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning the shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do. Because it is correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal. An absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with a law and the force that stands behind it.
Savage.
The shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good or bad member of society.
Did you realize it was that important?
No, but I agree.
You agree?
Oh, of course. I always put it back. It's not that hard. And if you have to go gather the damn things, you would hate everyone who leaves them out there.
Here was my excuse before.
Block
before
parking spots.
Before I learned my lesson. Uh-huh. My excuse before was, I don't want to take that person's job.
Nah, but that's not...
Do somebody's job to go get them.
But they're supposed to be in one place.
Them to not be employed?
They're supposed to be in one place for that person to make
right.
it easy on
so,
them.
So, example B, uh-huh. and this is how I got shamed
uh-oh.
Into making sure that I took away.
Yeah.
Example B is the store doesn't have a location to bring them back.
They always do.
No, they don't.
Oh, if they don't, then yeah.
They do not have one.
Right, okay.
So, the one that's near my house...
Right.
At one point, I had the cart was stopped right in front of my car.
Right.
And the example I gave was, I pulled away and then I saw the cart rolling.
Oh.
So, oh. Like, as much damage as that does, is that on me?
Right. They can run into some old lady who's looking the other way.
And I thought, I need to turn around and go get it. No possible way.
Run down a little kid.
No possible way I could stop it before it hits something.
Right. It's going to hit something eventually.
So I left as fast as I could. But...
handled like a proper touch
and yeah. then I got mocked endlessly into realizing that I'm a jackass.
It's the little things
for not
it?
Returning the shopping cart. I'm a savage, according to that guy.
But I would tell
I'm
you,
an animal and a savage.
I didn't before I was with my woman.
Is
she was
right?
the one who did it. I didn't usually do it. I didn't really care to think about it. And she just would always be like, "I can't park here because this idiot left this. How long does it take? It takes like 5 seconds. Just put it here, and then everybody doesn't have to go get them all the time."
But before that,
I probably would, or if it was really close, I would have. But now I always do. I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. That's an ass jackass move."
It is sort of a jackass move.
But I never thought about it. Wandering
savage.
Into traffic. Yeah, at heart, I am a savage. I've been slightly tamed.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach
about 10 minutes away from People Are Dumb.
Yep.
Speaking of which.
Damn.
We're doing it now.
Oh, snap.
Hey, Stu.
Hi. Hello, boys.
Welcome Stu. To the studio.
Yeah, thanks. It's lovely in here. Freezing in here.
Why are you here?
I don't know, because
tell
you,
the people. Tell the people.
Tell everybody.
Yeah.
What you're celebrating?
It's my birthday. No, it's not my birthday. It's my KLOS birthday.
Yay! How many? You've been here for like 20.
I've been here 28 years as of today.
28 years.
Wow!
Holy cow!
So 1994.
Ooh, good math. Math skills.
Is when you came over here.
I was 6 years old.
Yeah. It was strange that they had you start doing production at that age.
Well,
it's really weird.
They took what they could get.
Came over from where?
I was at KNAC.
Yeah.
And then I remember my boss at KNAC goes, "Dude, I am not telling you this because I want you to stay, even though I do want you to stay, but dude, do not go to KLOS. They are having huge problems, and I don't think they're going to be around much longer."
This is what everybody in radio says.
Yes.
That's what everybody in radio says.
About every station that's ever existed.
When they offered us the job at the other station, we got that from everyone.
Yeah. Of course, that was pretty true, actually.
You don't want to go there.
Dude, bad career move.
Right.
Don't go there.
Every move is a bad career move.
Oh, yeah. Staying is a bad career.
28 years later, you're still here.
Yeah, I know. And he's been, you know, all over the country, like most normal radio people.
Sure.
I've had two jobs. This one and that one.
Wow.
That's it.
KNAC and KLOS.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird.
You're born here in LA, yeah?
Yeah.
So
born out.
That's
grew up listening to both of them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's weird.
But that is super unusual, yeah. To be at a couple of stations.
I feel like I've gamed, I've cheated somehow that I really haven't earned, you know, I don't know.
What do you do? Because I don't
know. Yeah, tell everybody exactly what it is.
I can't figure it out.
I watch YouTube.
In the other room.
No. You know, I make all the little bumpers that go in between the songs. You know what I do?
Sorry. We're not doing this for me.
Like we got new contest promos. I make that stuff. I fill in for Marcy a lot.
That's true.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And,
are you starting to dream as Marcy or anything like that? Dress as Marcy? Because you are in for a lot.
Dress as Marcy?
How much can I pay you to start dressing like her?
Yeah. Most of the time she's just in sweats anyway, so I probably do dress like Marcy. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I even fill in for Doug.
Yeah.
It happened. Oh, that's true.
Who's Doug?
Yeah.
Hello.
So in 28 years, who are some of a couple of the most interesting people that have blown through here that you've seen?
Dude, too many to freaking mention.
Yeah.
But early on, I met Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, really?
Came through here.
What?
To this day, That is the most, like, jaw-dropping guest I've ever met.
Wow. Was he dressed properly?
I'm sorry. To this day, that's the most jaw-dropping guest you've ever met.
For me, dude, it's like meeting Bugs Bunny or something. It's like meeting... There's no comparison to Captain Kangaroo. He was my babysitter.
Right.
When I was 3 years old, Mom would just put me drooling in front of the TV and then come back two hours later.
But then didn't you turn 4 and 5 years old and realize, oh,
yeah,
that
yeah,
guy's a pedo.
Sure, I met Slash.
Hey,
and, you know, met, what?
Kangaroo's a good guy. He rarely touched anybody.
Oh, I got it. Sorry, it took me a second. Dude, stop it. He was a nice man.
Right, that's what everyone says about him.
No, it's Captain Kangaroo. And
Captain Kangaroo is the most impressive person.
I was the most
you've
impressed.
You've met in 28 years. Look, at KLOS.
Here's how it breaks down. I knew that by taking this job, I was going to meet all of my rock heroes.
Right.
And I don't, like, take that necessarily for granted.
Right.
But, like, Captain Kangaroo came through the door, dude. Do you know how heavy that is? Who did you... Was it... Who was your babysitter? Like, a...
I mean, there were so many...
Howdy doody walks in and you just fall over?
No.
No?
No. There was a local version of Captain Kangaroo in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
And I got kicked off the TV show because I was punching one of those.
You got to go on the set of the show?
Yeah, I was on the show.
No!
Yeah.
Wow. We had that here in L.A.
And they threw me off.
Yeah. So was it Robbie Joyner that you were throwing rocks at someone across the studio?
No, it was one of those punching bags, and I wouldn't stop hitting it, apparently.
Boy, that's you. Man, that's you.
And
that's
they awesome. Kicked me off.
Anger
and as
issues.
I was leaving, my mom was like, what were you doing?
I'm pissed off, Mom! How many times did she ask you that over the years?
A billion times.
You've had anger issues since
Captain
you were three.
Kangaroos, the most
I mean,
impressive.
All right, if Melissa Gilbert had walked in, you know, and maybe made a pass at me, that would have been pretty cool. Right. Tori Amos made a pass at me one time.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, that was cool.
I'm pretty sure she didn't, but go ahead.
No, I'm sure she did.
Okay.
We'll skip that one.
All right.
Betty White.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
She made a pass at me.
Like, very recently, which is frightening.
Who is your musical hero that you got to see?
Yeah, there you go.
That you got to meet.
Because Roger Hodgson from Supertramp came through early on, and, like, I was a huge Supertramp nerd forever.
Nobody was a Supertramp nerd.
Nobody was, and that's I was persecuted in high school for
you
it.
You should have been. What is happening right now?
I know,
are
it's
you
weird.
Pranking us? Captain Kangaroo?
And Supertramp.
And Supertramp. Get the F out.
I'm not ready.
That's not what we wanted to see.
I know. What did you want me to hear?
What's happening?
I met James Hetfield. Dude, we've met James Hetfield 500 times. He's awesome.
He's no Captain Kangaroo.
He's no Captain. Exactly.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We're going to have a parade down the hall. We're going to serve cupcakes. Aha's going to play in a minute.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Captain Kangaroo's
Captain
people
Kangaroo was
are on the phone.
That was not the answer I was looking for.
That was awesome. It's the truth, clearly, because wow.
It really is. As close awesome. As 350 as we can get, we like to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Toronto man wanted for stealing $1,500 of chewing gum.
Wow, that's a lot. I would have done that with, remember Wacky Packs back in the day? They would be making fun of products. They were
yes.
stickers. I bought millions of them. I would have stolen $1,500.
You would have stolen
$1,500? Yes.
According to the report, a man entered a pharmacy shortly after 7 p.m., walked to the candy aisle, and started to take everything off of the shelves by dumping crates of gum into a garbage bag.
Okay.
He brought a garbage bag in with him.
Right.
Went right for the gum.
Yeah, I thought when you started saying gum, it was going to be nicotine.
No,
nope,
just
just regular gum.
All gum.
Huh?
Anything that had
Big
to do with
chew,
gum.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Filled up an entire bag, went out to the cab that was waiting for him.
Keep the meter running.
Yes. Put the full bag down,
mm-hmm.
got another empty bag, went back
get
in.
Get out of here.
Filled it.
Wow, with gum.
With gum.
All gum.
All the gum was gone
what
at that point.
What kind of project has he got going?
I don't know. And I wonder if he even remembers it. But there was zero gum left in that store.
When did he get stopped? What happened?
It's hilarious that you would say that because he didn't get stopped. He had stolen $1,528 worth of gum.
And went back for a second.
Yes.
Wow.
And no one caught him. So no one saw him taking the gum,
oh,
putting it
really?
In a trash bag.
I thought you were saying in Canada, they're just so nice. They
no.
just like, oh, go
and
ahead.
And walking out the front door with a trash can.
Yeah.
Two different trash bags. full of gum.
They're really not paying any attention.
So now what they've had to do is go back to the security tape and get that, and they've put his picture up, and they're trying to have the people.
So manager Glenn from Superstore is wandering around right. the aisles. Wait, where's all the gum?
Right.
The gum's all gone.
And like, if you don't see that guy taking the gum, that gum is his.
Yeah. Hey, I'll buy that.
Good on that guy.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Raul is a guy who sends us ideas often.
Yeah.
And this particular one he sent is a story about Snoop Dogg.
Oh, this is great.
Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
That is the job to have. Full-time How good are you rolling your J's, man? Are you pretty
Not
good at it?
For Snoop.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you'd have to be great, right? You'd have to be perfect.
Yeah, we're kind of talking about that. I mean, you also got to be pretty chill. You know, he doesn't want someone hanging out who's going to kind of annoy him all the time or bring his friends over or whatever.
Yeah, true.
I mean, he's like a bartender, but for Snoop, you know, clearly it's going to be...
It's a joint tender.
Got to roll that big fat fatty just right, man. I mean, I'm not good at it. My wife's great at rolling joints. She always has been.
But. We had him in the studio once, the other place, uh-huh. Snoop.
Oh, he's
and,
the best.
And he was coming to, to talk about his Snoop Dance song with mm-hmm. Rage Against the Machine.
Right, right.
And the record company, called, I don't want to say any names, called and said, hey, I don't want to tell you what to do, but he would be a lot looser and happier if there were a couple of joints sitting there waiting for him.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And so one of us went and got and rolled and didn't get paid between $40,000 and $50,000.
Yeah, this was not the end of dispensary times, was
nope,
it?
It was not, no. No, it was
That's
not.
Funny because Perry Farrell once came up to the station and he brought a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses for the interview. And I thought that was like the coolest thing that anyone ever came up to do, you know, whatever. But I love that Snoop's is like, please have a couple J's for me for him. That'll make
and
him.
It wasn't him. I mean, I don't know that it wasn't him, but his record company person.
And was
is
he
the
happy?
Called? Yes. Of course.
Like, oh, you guys are. Best.
Of course, it wouldn't be.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a job to have. 40 to 50 grand to roll his J's.
All right, we are looking for strange jobs that you've had or you or that you know people who've had at 818-955-KLOS. Now, not awful. We're not looking for poop.
Yeah, we've talked about that
before. We've done that. We've done your worst jobs. This is not
just
that.
Weird ones.
This is weird ones. For example, I found some online. There's a professional cuddler. It's a real thing.
Ooh.
I know. You could be helping people who are struggling with loneliness, depression, or trauma, medical problems, or simply in need of a little extra cuddle from a stranger.
Now, you know what? I would talk to them. I wouldn't want to cuddle
you
them.
You could make anywhere between $40 and $80 per hour.
Okay, I might want to cuddle them.
Right? There's a golf ball diver.
Oh, for like in lakes and...
Yep.
Okay.
Basically, professionally recyclers. Golf ball divers retrieve golf balls from bodies of water in or around golf courses.
Huh.
They're cleaned up, repackaged, sold as used, and they make money doing that.
That's a bizarre job.
That's what
job.
They do.
Okay, that's a good bizarre job.
Online dating ghostwriter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So this is somebody who wants to put an online thing up on OkCupid or whatever.
I'm hot, but I don't know how to say it. Can you say it for me?
It says you could earn up to $900 a month by writing profiles for people to post on their online dating sites.
It's Roxanne.
That is a little scary because you want to be able to believe that the person who wrote it wrote it.
There you go. So you're starting off right away with deception and lies.
Professional bridesmaid is a job.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Not a wedding planner, but similar.
I've never seen Bridezilla, but I know.
Not a celebrant, but a major part of the couple's big day. Friend for hire, organizer, confidant, non-complaining member of the wedding party.
That would be great.
I mean, basically, you're just there to help things go smoothly.
Right.
That's an actual job.
You know, that's probably a good idea to hire someone instead of trying to get your friends to do it. Because you're going to be a jerk, probably. You're going to have a meltdown.
Of course.
So
818-955-KLOS, weird jobs. There's a water slide tester.
I can do that.
Where you go to theme parks and hotels and resorts that have water slides.
Sweet. And if my fat ass can get all the way down and it works and it's good.
This is one of my favorites. There's a paper towel sniffer.
Ew. Why is that your favorite?
Odor judges or paper towel sniffers are hired by paper towel manufacturers. You would be sniff testing products to see if they smell good or bad.
Huh. That's weird.
Face feeler.
Ew. Okay.
Face feelers are also known as sensory scientists.
Ouch.
Shut up. Which definitely sounds more professional. In this job, you'll be using your hands to feel the difference in a product tester after the skin. So before and after you put a product on the skin, you feel
someone else's face?
Yeah.
To see how it is?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
I don't either.
No,
I don't want that job.
No.
There's a professional line stander. There's all kinds of.
Oh, that could come in handy these days. All the people lining up for everything.
Right?
You can go stand out on Melrose for 3.5 hours.
It's Black Friday and you don't want to stand in line for the sale.
Well, that's not a bad idea. But then when you come walking up.
They leave.
And then everybody in line's like, go to hell!
No, I don't think
I'll kill you!
Because they haven't lost their position.
Black Friday.
That's true. That's a good point. 818-955-KLOS. Really weird jobs that you'd or you know somebody who's had. The word that you need to text in a few seconds so that you can win $2,000 today.
Yep.
First, we're talking about weird jobs. Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Yeah, you work in a dispensary, and you got to be going, this dude is making 40 to 50 grand doing what I do over and over and over and over and over? Mm-hmm. Where do I apply?
Yeah, but he probably has to come up with like $20,000 a day, so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a pretty tough gig. All right, so weird jobs is what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hi, I want to bring up the guy at the Hollywood Bowl at the bottom of the hill that controls the traffic light.
That's a weird job. That's a bizarre
job. That is a super job.
A one-off job, isn't it?
You're right. That is a super weird job.
Yeah, and people give him a lot of tune.
And everybody hates it. Yeah, hates it.
Certainly I hadn't have him.
It's like being a referee.
Yeah, you can never win. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
You guys are funnier than let me tell you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I got one for you, and I'll tell you where the weird part turns in. Okay, me and my BFF back in high school, we wanted to get a job together.
Mm-hmm.
We got a job as a maid at the motel.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird part is some of the crap we found in our rooms.
Oh, no.
She was screaming at me from one balcony. And she's all, there's a freaking chicken in my toilet.
Yeah.
And I go over there, and I kid you not, there was a whole raw chicken in the toilet.
I mean, I keep chickens in toilets. Don't you do that?
I mean, I thought everyone did. 818-955-KLOS.
We're not exactly looking for gross things.
No, but weird jobs you've had, including if you're a personal assistant, weird things you've had to do for people.
Right.
Like Snoop's joint roller.
Yeah, that's the perfect job. I want that job. 818-955-KLOS.
Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Righteous bucks, man.
That's fantastic.
That is.
So we're talking about weird jobs. KLOS, hello.
Holy crap, I actually got through. All right. So a couple of years ago, there was a guy who was offering his services as a professional grievancer.
A griever? Really? A professional griever?
A mourner? A wailer?
It was tiered. His price list was tiered, like $50 to come and hug you, whatever.
Cry or whatever. Carry on.
Are you talking about like at a funeral?
Exactly. If you pay high enough, he would, you know, give you the waterworks.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
honestly,
I wonder if you could pay him to jump on top of the casket.
No, I can't live without you.
How is this being lowered down?
Help him. Bring him back to life. No. I suppose if you come up with enough money.
If he goes, I go.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring out your dad. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about weird jobs.
I live on a ranch in Riverside County. I own horses, and there's a woman that goes from ranch to ranch cleaning the sheets of male horses.
That is a horrible job.
What is a... I'm sorry to ask. What?
Kevin being circumcised is not sure what you're saying.
Cleaning what?
Okay, so a gelding, a male horse, has a sheath where his penis is.
Right.
And you have to keep it clean.
Right.
And there is a woman that does that full time.
Nope.
Cleaning those sheets.
Nope.
And the name of her business is... And the name of her business is the Crud Buster.
Oh.
Do the horses enjoy the activity, one wonders?
No.
Does she get tips?
It's a tough job.
And no, she doesn't take them. She cleans them.
I do my own horses, but I need people that hire horses.
Sure. How much do you think she gets for a job like that?
Probably, I would say, easily $60 to $70 a horse.
Wow. So if you ever decided since you do it for your own horses, has ever been a second income idea for you?
No. all.
I don't blame you.
Okay. That's the right answer.
Right on. Awesome. Perfect example of what we're looking for. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin Sluggo.
Hello.
Sorry to bug you guys. Is there any way you could repeat the Kasquatch word?
Yeah,
we will never say kiss again.
Never say kiss.
Kiss. The word is kiss.
Kiss.
You guys are awesome. Love listening to you guys in the afternoon.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about really weird jobs because Snoop Dogg has a joint roller. It makes $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
I mean, that is a great job to land, but wow, is that weird. You can put that on your resume. Yeah, for the last 10 years.
But it would have to be one of his close friends, I would think.
Has to be somebody
you can
hang with.
Because you're not going to want to hang out with somebody
Yeah.
Unless, like, he's behind the scenes and hands him off to the guy in the hat.
You know, the guy in the hat that walks around with
him? We were just talking about weird jobs, and a guy called in with a professional mourner.
Yeah,
that
goes way back in history. They used to fill places with people who would be screaming and crying, and they didn't know who the person was that was dead, but they were just really good at wailing and
why would
on.
They do that?
I don't know.
To help the people who did know?
To get it out, I suppose. Yeah, and to get a little money on the side, I guess. Yeah.
Snake milker?
What?
Is one a snake milker?
It's venom?
For the venom.
Oh, okay.
A poisonous snakes,
nope.
Yes. So that they can make anti-venoms. Yeah.
Oh,
no, I'm not down with that.
It's not down with
that. There's an odor judge. Not down with that.
What? Oh, yes.
Has to do with feet and underarms.
Oh,
not down with that.
Oh, no.
There's a scuba diving pizza delivery man.
Who underwater needs pizza?
Well, supposedly there is some type of hotel in Florida that's underwater.
Oh, yeah.
And so they have a pizza delivery guy that makes it, you know, waterproof.
You have to get it 30 minutes or less or it is really soggy.
Yes, it's really not great. Full-time Netflix viewer.
That's my
this
I
is
do
somebody
that already.
Who has to watch, for real though, every single show that's on that.
Yikes.
On network. On the Netflix.
Wow, that's a show
and that's
or two.
Way too much.
Yeah.
And then finally, my favorite, the train pusher. I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh, yeah.
In Japan, they pack those trains so full. These train pushers are not pushing trains.
They're pushing people.
People onto a train.
And they just stand there, and they're used to it, get pushed into a train.
Just like there's not enough room.
No.
So there's six people just outside the door, and then there are train pushers whose job it is to force them into the train.
You are a passenger. You can't cram into this train,
right.
But because you're in Japan,
there's
crowded.
There's a train pusher behind you that's going to force you on that train.
Push you into it.
No!
I'd be angling for the person I want to be pushed into. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I think I better stand
I'm
here.
I'm sure there would be a lot of
any
you.
Choice. I'm going to get pushed in here. Oh, darn.
I'm going to put a video of this up at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Look at the train pushing.
So you can watch it. But is there no option of waiting for the next train, or are they all that way?
Or move. I wouldn't live there.
That's insane.
I would not allow that
to
happen.
I don't want to be a train pusher.
I don't want to be pushed into a train.
So we're good. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
About 15 minutes away from this hour's word for you to win $2,000.
From Kasquatch. You know, a lot of people have tried to take video of Kasquatch already, but haven't been able to.
Very blurry.
Very blurry. And always
it's
looks
all
like
they've gotten so far. It's
dude
weird.
Dude in an ape suit is kind of what it looks like to me. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Seem ideal. Let's talk about animal nicknames, because your animal has a name. But,
right.
But then your animal really has 15 names.
Right. Exactly.
Not just one.
No.
It's usually built off of the original name that you have.
Right. You got Shadow, who becomes Fratto, who comes Furballado, who becomes Furballis.
To who? I know that's not the way my mind works.
And they always know their names. They know all 500 of them. I mean, I can just throw out one of the weird like versions of it, and they always know. And I was asking on online, I can't find that post right this second, but what the weird nicknames your animals have come up with. And people had like
you know that the animals
50.
Aren't coming up with the weird nicknames,
nope.
Though, right? Just to clarify.
Sure, yeah. No,
because you were asking what the animals were coming up with. Just want to clarify.
Yes.
It's the people, right?
Well, they probably have nicknames for us. Really foul,
horrible. Oh, well, that's probably
nicknames.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you have nicknames for your pets. First, we want to know your pet's name.
Yeah, what's the proper name? What's the name that they were born with?
The official proper name.
Right.
And then, off of that, how many are there? And what are they?
And what are the most ridiculous ones?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Usually when you get a pet, it has a name.
Yes.
And then from that name, it branches out into about 30 other names.
Is there anybody that's ever had a pet and they didn't end up calling it like 56 different
names? I don't know. I doubt it.
Ever happened?
I doubt it. In a couple of minutes, we've got the word you're looking for $2,000 today. But first, we are talking about pet nicknames. KLOS, hello.
My pet's name is Duke, and he's a French bulldog.
Okay, and his nicknames?
Dookie, Dukingham, Sir Duke.
Sir Duke.
Duke is great.
Now, does he know that Dookie is, a Green Day album?
D-U-K-I-E.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yeah. Spelled a little different.
And is that all of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. It's only 7 months old, so we got plenty of time.
You have time. All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Get to work. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about pet nicknames. What's your pet's name, official name?
Tully, T-U-L-L-Y.
But it's devolved into
T-Bone, T-Dog, Toots, Tully, Tully Wally. what up?
Toots. I think I like Toots the best.
The name for him.
I've had too many dogs that would definitely fit Toots.
The T-Dog.
Yeah.
Pretty exactly. Strong, too.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, is this the Sluggo and Karen show?
Yes, it is.
Karen. I think it's more of Karen and Karen, really. But.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had a black stray cat, and her first name was Michi, and then I got some other input from friends. It ended up being Michi Linda, Queen of Sheba, the Black Juju, Fittipaldi II, Vicky Homegirl.
Those are great.
Yeah. Very solid.
Karen likes.
Both Karens are approved. Thanks for calling. So many ridiculous names they come up with.
I love it.
Some million of them. 818-955-KLOS.
Your pet nickname. We're talking about weird animal nicknames. Your pet's name is what?
Benjels. Like Bengals with a J.
Benjels.
Yeah. Then it became mom and dad's cat because her roommate was allergic. So after we'd had him for 5 years, he became Dr. Benjels von Nappington.
I think I can guess why.
Because we had him long enough to put him through med school. And he's Benjels, he's Dr. Kitty, he's Your Majesty, Lord Emperor.
That is awesome, man.
That's fantastic.
I like Dr. Nappington. That is awesome
pretty good.
Name. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I have two. I have two cats, Kimchi and Coco.
Okay, and what are their nicknames?
Kimchi. Kimchio, Papa, Papote, Papito, Kimster, and then there's Coco. She's got Coquita. And then Coco Ma, so yeah, crazy cat.
Love it, man. Love it. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about pet nicknames.
Hell yeah, my green iguana. Started out when I was single. His name was Skunk Bud.
Okay, good.
Then got married and had a kid. Kids were asking questions. His name is Booger.
Well, you know, that makes a logic sort of sense, and I'm sure you saw that. That can lead Stink Bud to boogers, so...
Sure.
Right?
It's a booger, yeah, kid. You explain it, it's green because it's a booger, you know?
Sure. Sometimes you got a parent. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Still looking for nicknames?
Yes. Pet nicknames.
The original name is Demon.
Mm-hmm.
We now call him Throw Rug.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've been giving away $2,000 a day.
Yeah, we've been doing it with, what was the first thing? I don't even remember now.
Cachosaurus Rex?
Cachosaurus Rex, yeah. Who got squished by the castoroid.
Correct.
Which is now burned to a hole or whatever, and out of the hole came...
The cash...
I know, I couldn't remember either. Cash.
The Cashquatch.
Cashquatch!
Wow.
That's rough, man.
Wow.
But I thought we should call the very last Cashroid winner from Friday.
Oh, from Friday?
Yeah, yeah. Just let the person know they won.
Let's do.
Then we'd call you one of these days if you keep playing our precious little game, if you can remember what the hell it's called.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Mira Hernandez.
Hi, it's Kevin and Sluggo from KLOS.
No way.
Yeah, I have a picture here. Do you see this picture? Are you able to see this picture?
No, I'm not.
Okay, it's of a castoroid, and we're wondering, have you seen this castoroid?
I haven't seen the castoroid yet. No, it's new.
Well, apparently you texted the word orbit to it on Friday.
Okay.
And that means that...
I text every day.
And that means that you won $2,000.
Awesome. That's the best news I've had all week.
But also, it's been destroyed, and we're wondering if you had anything to do with it. Now we have some new thing giving out money. Cash Squatch thing. Or did you try and destroy the castroid?
I have been sending the words in today as well.
Oh, look at you. Well, you won $2,000 for doing it on Friday.
Awesome. I'm so happy.
I'm glad it's the best news you've gotten all week since it's Monday just past 6:30.
It's already been a long week.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a little podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike, and it's all positive stories. Kind of to cheer you up.
I think you're probably the only people on the planet doing that in 2022.
After when you look at the news, it's depressing.
Yes.
So we do only great news, and it's called Great News with Kevin.
Stop the doom scrolling and go find that.
Find that on YouTube or anywhere you have a podcast. Time for What We Learned. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. What you do with shopping carts tells us whether you're a savage or a functioning part of society.
And I think we're both moving away from savagery, you and I, slowly.
We were both savages at one point.
That's true.
But now we are not functioning, but we're parts of society.
Slightly.
Snoop has a joint roller that makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. And we talked about unique jobs, and a horse sheath cleaner is one of them. Woo! Look it up.
Don't look for it on LinkedIn, though. That's not
look it up. We don't want to describe it.
Yeah.
And if people are dumb, a guy took a taxi to a drugstore, took out a garbage bag, walked into the store, filled up the bag with only gum, took it out to the taxi, brought in another empty bag, and filled that up with gum. $1,500 worth of gum.
Not talking nicotine gum or whatever. Regular big bubble gum thing.
And nobody saw
him
do it.
Nobody stopped him.
So they had to go to the security tape, and now they're trying to get the public's help with finding who stole the gum.
I'm not going
to
help. I think it's kind of funny.
I wouldn't either. I would applaud that guy.
All right, I'm going to go home and chew up some of my gum.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Oh. Have you heard about this guy, by the way?
Speaking of tame. Casquatch is not.
Hey, you said it right. Yay. I'm going to have trouble with this one.
Casquatch?
Yeah. Ooh, I think you just said it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Casquatch, you said.
Casquatch.
Cash. Squatch. Yeah. Cash.
Yes, Cash Squatch. That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with you?
The list is endless.
He is giving away $2,000 today.
Yeah, neat. And he exists. He really does.
The word for this hour is Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Text that word to 68683. That is Zeppelin to 68683 for your shot to win the daily $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and more shots to win every hour on the 20s till about 10 p.m. tonight. It's like a new slot machine, you know, when you go in and there's a new one, and now it's the cash squad.
It's
going to
start paying off. Yeah. It sounds like...
Sounds like Sasquatch is having some breakfast to me.
It's Cashquatch.
Oh, Cashquatch.
To you.
Told you I was going to be able to.
What is wrong with you? I'm trying.
Well, you know.
He's giving away $2,000 today. The word right now is KISS.
K-I-S-S.
KISS.
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 In concert.
KISS.
KISS.
Text the word KISS to 68683. That is KISS to 68683 for your shot at a daily $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Good luck.
What did you just step on?
That's not me. That's Casquatch.
Oh, I thought it was Dookie had been here.
No. Casquatch is here. Giving away $2,000 today. The word is Harry.
Excuse me?
Harry.
Oh, like Casquatch. I get it.
H-A-I-R-Y.
Right.
Harry. Text that word to 68683. We had a couple of calls last hour. We like to mention that this is a text thing.
Yes, you text that
text
word.
Text the word Harry to 68683. That's Harry to 68683. We're going to give away $2,000 today. It should go to you.
Yes, and it's like people here in Los Angeles that you're playing with, not like one of those giant contests that goes across an entire country that you hear elsewhere. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock.
Now, why do people buy my farts?
Great question.
I honestly think it's because
we're living in an insane time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really good personality.
Sure.
And also because I'm hot.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, what are some of my butt-selling tips and tricks? Number one.
We don't need
it. Don't eat Fiber One bars. You might think it's the easy way out, but there is nothing easy about it.
Is she, suggesting how we can start?
Yeah, she's
giving
tips.
Dude, what do you think? Let me just put it in a bag. I don't want to put it in a glass jar, but
I want you to recall the picture that I showed you and ask yourself.
Yeah, but we're radio disc jockeys.
Do we look like her?
Wait, you know what I mean. Don't push yourself too hard.
Don't push yourself too hard.
Or you might be sending in something else. There may be something else going if you push it too
hard.
Don't
push yourself too hard.
Oh, my God. What song was it that mentioned that it was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June? The song was on the charts on this day in rock in 1975. C.W. McCall's Convoy. The most expensive video to produce up until that date, costing $1.5 million. GNR's November Rain debuted on MTV on this day in rock in 1992. Most of that money went to that church that they built so that, Slash could solo in front of it, saying he simply didn't have time to drive them anymore. Elton John auctioned 20 vehicles in his car collection off on this day in rock in 2001 and ended up making $2.75 million on the deal.